Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Sweet Like Pineapple Nectar, written and read by Cheryl Blue. Damp like a warm flannel. That's how he made me feel. Every time his lips parted to speak, he mesmerized me, tantalized me, teased me with every sound that escaped his sexy mouth. I wanted to feel those lips on my neck, in between my thighs, nuzzling in and amongst my dampness. I wanted that mouth to taste my opening, dine on my nectar, sample my goodness. I wanted to hear his sounds of appreciation as my essence slipped down his throat, sweet like pineapple nectar. I wanted him to love it, enjoy it, get high off of it. He made me so wet. The very thought of him above me as I lay flat on my back, him over me, ready to slip his hot and throbbing deep inside my inviting walls, just waiting to welcome him, accommodate him, caress him, please him. Once inside, those beautifully crafted lips would exude deep throaty grunts of satisfaction, murmurs of excitement, sighs of pleasure. His natural fragrance would seduce my nostrils, forcing me to pull him deeper in. His mesmerizing aroma, it made me need him to go deeper, further in, harder in, grinding faster than slower, rhythmically causing waves of ecstasy to wash over and ripple through my submissive body. I'd surrender to every part of him. In that moment, my body was not my own. It belonged to him. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.